You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Hey, what's up? Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Gary Knight, and I am a college missionary at the University of Hartford. I get to serve students here in two unique ways as the pastor of Faith Fellowship Church, a collegiate church plant in the University of Hartford campus that is on campus for the campus. And I also get to serve the University of Hartford as the Protestant chaplain for students, faculty, and staff here at the University of Hartford. And so my hope is to see the university be transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also for the gospel to infiltrate and to influence every segment of culture for years to come, and really into the return of Jesus. But thank you so much for listening and tuning into this episode of Campus Life. I'm excited to talk to you today about a topic that this has been on my brain, and I'm hoping that it will add value to you in your own context. And so and for those of you who don't know, I do ministry here in the Northeast and primarily Connecticut. And Connecticut is not an easy place for any type of business, musical, creative career. A lot of people complain about the climate of Connecticut not being a place where things often thrive. The Northeast in general, from a spiritual perspective, let's kind of switch gears, is spiritually slow. It is post-Christian. It is hugely secular. Lots of churches in Connecticut, but there are not a lot of churched people, and so churches that are there, they're small. Some of them are huge. Of course, you have your outliers to this general conversation, but ministry here is difficult. It's very expensive. This is one of the most expensive places in the country to live in and to do ministry in. And so ministry in the Northeast, Connecticut especially, and of course in all the other places, is not easy and takes a special level of commitment and stick-to-itiveness. And so today I want to talk about that, and maybe this will to benefit you in your context. But one of the things that I've seen, and one of the things that I've been learning here as a chaplain and as a pastor in Connecticut, and just a person who's been doing ministry in Connecticut for over the last 10 to 12 years, is that you got to have gospel grit. You got to have gospel grit. And what I mean by that is you have to just stick it out. Like, you can't, if you're looking for a Bible Belt movement, if you're looking for things to just automatically turn around in a heartbeat here in Connecticut, you would be sadly mistaken. Like, it just doesn't work like that here. Things are slow and methodical, and they take a ton of time to get off the ground. Now, yes, some things, if you're going, you know, with, you know, kind of a cultural Christianity, just, you know, super attractive, big kind of pageantry and pop and circumstance kind of stuff, that'll get off pretty quick. But if you're doing like grassroots disciple making, it's a slow go. People are incredibly spiritually dead, although that is a little bit here. It is spiritually slow. It takes time for things to happen in Connecticut. And a lot of times we see people fall away. We see people quit and give up. A lot of the times they give up prematurely here because it just takes time. You have to do the legwork. You have to do the groundwork. You have to do things, try things, test them, experiment, see if they work. And then, you know, whatever eventually sticks, you do that again. And sometimes you just cannot expect overnight results. And here's one of the things that I was just talking about. So I posted a picture recently about the freshman, our campus ministry mixer. So the first time, you know, I didn't grow up in a campus ministry context, as most people don't. I grew up in a traditional church setting. And so I had to really learn when I got here. And that learning process took me about 3 years, honestly, to get how the campus and campus church kind of collegiate church planning was different from traditional church planning, because I just didn't have a ton of training and background, but I was willing and available. And I kind of learned, you know, from some people who had been doing it longer, and I was just kind of reading books. And so we finally had our first mixer, and I think we had our first mixer last year in the 2018 year. And got it from one of my friends. He did some campus. He was actually one of our podcasts a little while ago talking about campus fall outreach. And so he was telling me about having a mixer. And I was like, cool. We had tried a connection point kind of event a while back, but it didn't really stick in terms of like getting those connections that we wanted. So this was kind of a second kind of go again at that kind of event. And so we had the first freshman mixer, and we called it a freshman mixer. You know, of course, the goal of the campus ministry mixer is to get freshmen plugged in. But I learned very quickly that if you call it a freshman mixer, nobody wants to come, because it's one, upperclassmen think it's for a freshman, and then two, freshmen don't want to be at anything that only freshmen are going to be in, because they want to meet upperclassmen. So we had like, I don't know, like five or six people show up to that. Horrible turnout. We did connect two people, and they are still connected. So it was kind of like successful in that way, but it wasn't a great turnout. And so we learned the next year never to call it that again. And, you know, some people would have just scrapped it. And I'm like, you know what, this doesn't work. No, but we went back to the drawing board. We tweaked it and we said, okay, hey, we're going to call this now a campus, the campus ministry mixer. And that was like kind of the placeholder name. We're not going to put the word freshman anywhere near it. Not even gonna be mentioning it. And then we call it the mix. We just end up calling it the mix. And this year at the mix, nearly 20 students showed up to the mix. So we went from 10, from two people showing up and getting connected to 10 to 20, sorry, 20 people showing up to the mix. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That gospel grit, that stick-to-itiveness, that taking it back to the drawing board, retweaking it, learning what not to do, and analyzing, and then relaunching. Like, sometimes people would have just had that event and then scrapped the idea in Connecticut because it didn't boom. And so we learned how to advertise it better. We're learning every year. Now, like last year at the campus fair, the Black Party, we may have gotten like 50 contacts. Maybe 50 contacts last year. This year we had 71 because we were more strategic. We put out questions. We were way more engaging. We're learning. And so as we learn and we stick out the low points, God has been blessing our faithfulness. And so one of the things that people just struggle with here in Connecticut is not getting weary and well doing, because it takes so much grit, so much stick-to-itiveness, sticking through the low points in Connecticut and the Northeast to make progress that so many people don't. And so my rant today is really just saying, stick with it. I know you haven't exploded. I know it's slow going, especially if you're doing ministry here in the Northeast, but take time to build those relationships with the ones you do have. Do your best to train them, do your best to mobilize them, and they will become the people who, you know, slowly but surely are reaching other people. And not just for the sake of size, but as the ministry grows, it's growing holistically, and it's growing, you know, in quality wise, as it's going quantity wise. And so I'm just really excited to talk to you, and it's kind of encourage you that God will bring things together. And I think that, you know, sometimes it's hard to see in the beginning, but your faithfulness and your work is not going to be in vain. We tried that campus ministry mixer. I could have scrapped it, but I realized that, you know what, we made important connections, and this year's was so much better because we had that experience of last year. And so sometimes you just have to stick it out. And I just want to encourage whoever needs that encouragement now on the ministry, whatever it's going through, whether it's people not showing up to church, you know, whether it's people not showing up to small groups or huddles, you just stick it out. Don't keep giving up. Stay with it And as you stay with it, you'll learn more. People are buying more if it seems consistent. And so one of the main things you can do is as a campus ministry leader to kill your witness and to kill your relational currency is to be inconsistent. So gospel grit, just being able to stick in, keep showing up, goes further than you know. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know it wasn't the most informative, more, you know, strategic and informational, but it was just from my heart. And I wanted to share that because I feel like if you're going to be doing ministry in a college campus, especially in this post-secular, post-Christian, human secularism kind of environment, you got to have some gospel grit because it's not going to be a quick turnaround, especially in those sides of the country where you're not in the Bible Belt and things just kind of explode for Christian events. So, thank you again for listening. As you know, if you want to reach the world, if you want to touch the world, you have to reach the campus. This is Gary for Campus Life. Love you guys. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit garynighton.com/h4uh. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life. Thank you.